Sometime later. What a loaded phrase. We have no idea how long Joseph had been in prison, but it's safe to say that sometime later still seemed like forever for Joseph. Two key people of influence now enter Joseph's care at the prison: Pharaoh's chief cupbearer and chief baker. These prominent officials personally served the king and knew all the ins and outs of how he ran his kingdom. Talk about a wealth of knowledge. And to think God's purposes and orchestration were all still happening while Joseph was confined. God was preparing him during the wait with the responsibilities of leading and caring for people and things. Can you imagine what these guys must have been like? First of all, they had offended their master, and who knows for what reason. Then they're held in custody at the house of the captain of the guard. Remember him? That's Potiphar. They must have thought Joseph, this fellow prisoner, was the scum of the earth. After all, they were bigwigs who worked directly for Pharaoh. After they had been in custody for some time, we have no clue how long it's been, but with Joseph serving them every day, they may have finally broken down their walls of pride and begun talking to him. Why not? He's their caregiver. Attentive Joseph notices they both seem bummed out with discouraging and depressing looks on their faces. To quickly summarize, they both have prophetic dreams the same night, but they have no idea what they mean. Joseph says, "Do not interpretations belong to God?" And so they tell their crazy dreams to him. God gives Joseph the meaning of the dreams. In 3 days, the cupbearer will be serving drinks to his boss, and the baker, let's just say he's baked his last cake for Pharaoh. Here's the heart of where we waiters can really identify with Joseph when he says to them, "But when all goes well with you, remember me and show me kindness. Mention me to Pharaoh and get me out of this prison. For I was forcibly carried off from the land of the Hebrews, and even here I have done nothing to deserve being put in a dungeon." The Bible doesn't underline the "nothing to deserve" phrase, but don't you feel Joseph's frustration? Joseph is doing the best he possibly can with the lemons given him, but he's tired of making lemonade. Joseph sees the cupbearer as his get-out-of-jail-free card. Tomorrow, we'll see what the cupbearer does. Questions. Do you feel you deserve to be in the wait you're in? Why or why not? How do you feel about Joseph stepping up and urging them to say something to Pharaoh on his behalf? Are there people, family members, friends, or a community in your life that you can serve as you wait on God? If so, how can you take that next step of service?